We wrap up this month's series of faculty readings from the Antioch Writers Workshop with Kathy Essinger. She's the author of 3 books of poetry, and her work has been featured on The Writer's Almanac and Conrad's Corner on WYSO.
I'm going to read a poem about my black cat. What the black cat is not. The black cat at the end of the hall resembles everything that she is not. She is the word you cannot recall, the phrase that cannot be taught. A piece of the night, nearly opaque, a paradox of forgetfulness when memory replaces heartache. She is spearmint, licorice, and anise, cardamom on the back of the tongue, a wish, a secret, the thread of doubt that lingers when daylight has clung to the bleary edge of sleep without the comfort of reason, or the tender bruise of longing we do not discuss. She is a mirror over blackened water, the plushness of midnight, a crevice, the stories that you tell in a whisper, the things that you know by heart. She is everything dark and familiar, everything present that dwells apart. I like animals. I write about them a lot. And I think I figured out writing poetry that what I like about animals is the kind of person that I am when I'm around an animal. I went to a workshop one time where a very well-known poet, whose name will remain anonymous, told me, don't ever, ever, ever personify animals unless you want to work for Walt Disney. And right then and there, I decided that I was going to write a lot of poems about animals. Title of this poem is My Dog Practices Geometry, and it kind of refers to that moment. I do not understand the poets who tell me that I should not personify. Every morning, the willow auditions for a new role outside my bedroom window. Today, she is Clytemnestra. Yesterday, a southern belle, lost in her own melodrama, sinking on her skirts. Nor do I like the mathematicians who tell me I cannot say the zinnias are counting on their fingers or the dog is practicing her geometry. Even though every day I watch her using the yard's big maple as the apex of a triangle from which she bisects the circumference of the lawn until she finds the place where the rabbit has escaped or the squirrel has upped the ante by climbing into a new Euclidean plane. She stumbles across the lawn, eyes pulling her feet along, gaze fixed on a rodent working the maze of the oak as if it were his own invention, her feet tangling in the roots of trees and, yes, tripping even over themselves until I go out to assist by pointing at the squirrel and repeating, there, there. But instead of following my outstretched arm to the crown of the tree where the animal is now lounging under a canopy of leaves, catching its breath, charting its next escape, she looks to my mouth, eager to read my lips, confident that I, who can bring her home from across the field with a word, who can speak for the willow and the zinnia, can surely charm a squirrel down from a tree.
Kathy Essinger reading her poems in the Antioch Writers' Workshop.